Governor Cuomo's supposedly no-drama budget is coming to a rather dramatic end. The Senate held a rare weekend session on Palm Sunday, no less, to pass a limited number of budget bills, while the Assembly, citing the Passover holiday that starts at sundown tonight, refused to return to Albany until Thursday. Each side blamed the other for the lack of a final budget deal, which has remained elusive even though a so-called conceptual agreement was announced by Cuomo and legislative leaders last Wednesday. No drama was what reporters dubbed the governor's $142.6 billion executive budget proposal when he unveiled it back in January. The spending plan was clearly designed to minimize controversy and maximize the likelihood of an on-time or perhaps even early passage, giving the governor a straight third year of timely budgets to add to his growing list of accomplishments. With the exception of a minimum wage hike and the siting of new casinos, there wasn't much policy in Cuomo's plan for state lawmakers to get hung up on. And the governor quickly made it clear that he was more than willing to deal with these potentially controversial issues later in the session if it cleared the way for the earliest budget in at least three decades. There were still plenty of small things for the governor and legislative leaders to bicker over, education aid restorations, for example, but at first, nothing that appeared to threaten or hold up the process. As it turns out, however, that was far from the case. Just as the end was in sight, non-budget issues began to creep their way into the budget talks, complicating matters considerably. Minimum wage got put back into the mix, and all sides had agreed to a phased-in increase to $9 an hour over 3 years, but what to do with tipped workers like waitresses or chambermaids remained a sticking point. Another last-minute add, extension of the so-called millionaire's tax a year before it's scheduled to sunset. That helps fund the $350 rebate to middle-class homeowners with kids that lawmakers insisted on inserting into the budget. But the continuation of a higher surcharge on the state's wealthiest residents, not to mention the extension of a utility tax that's known as 18A, has infuriated the once pro-Cuomo business community. Discussions about amendments to the controversial SAFE Act did not help increase the pace of budget talks either. The governor has had a very tough time trying to explain how changes to the required number of bullets in a magazine are merely technical fixes and not rollbacks of his signature policy achievement for 2013. The DREAM Act to help the children of immigrants get an education failed to make the final budget cut. Ditto for the decriminalization of small amounts of marijuana, both issues high on the priority lists for Latino and African American lawmakers, and they are now none too pleased by these developments. So as you can see, where Cuomo was hoping for smooth sailing this budget season, he instead has something of a mess on his hands. There's a word in Albany parlance for a mishmash of unrelated items that all get linked together in one massive deal, a phrase, if you will. It's called the big ugly. And it sure looks like that's what's coming together down at the Capitol in more ways than one.